I'm Eric Vernon.
And I'm Robin Kugler.
And together we are Baldwin and Vernon. And at Baldwin and Vernon, since Robin has joined us, we have expanded our practice to include environmental law. Robin, why are we including environmental law in our practice now?
Well, the firm here has been very welcoming of my interest in addition to the areas that we already practice in. And I've always been interested in the environment, which kind of stemmed from having a mom that was interested in animals. And so when I was younger, instead of reading storybooks before bed, she would go through her textbooks with me, textbooks that showed different animals and their species and their lifespans and that sort of thing. So I just got interested in the environment through animals and then ended up studying environmental sustainability in undergrad and then pursuing a law degree in urban land use and environmental law.
So before you came to work with Walt Baldwin and Vernon, did you have any actual experience in environmental law?
Yes. So when I was in college, I actually interned at the Great Rivers Environmental Law Center, and I kind of got my feet wet there for a little bit. And then during law school, I interned at the Environmental Protection Agency in Region 7 in Lenexa, Kansas.
So what kind of laws and lawsuits will we be working with?
So right now we're hoping to get into some citizen suits under the Clean Water Act, the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, and the Endangered Species Act. We're also looking into representing public interest groups in their endeavors against large companies who might be violating their environmental permits. We're also interested in environmental justice and potentially consulting with companies that need help fulfilling the requirements of the environmental laws.
No, I bet that's a big deal for the companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having to figure out how to stay out of trouble with their waste.
Right.
All right. What do you have a coolest project you could tell us about?
Yeah. So when I worked at the EPA, I did a couple different really big projects. The biggest had to do with the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, and I actually created a desk guide for Section 7003 that the actual department now uses to determine whether or not a specific situation falls under 7003, and that's essentially an emergency provision that allows immediate intervention in a natural disaster. So like if a landfill catches on fire or there's an immediate spill.
And that's happened, hasn't it?
Yes.
What have you been researching lately to increase your knowledge base?
So lately we've been looking into mitigation banking and wetland credits, which is essentially a program where you can buy land and develop wetlands and then sell them to large companies who are looking to destroy wetlands in order to build large real estate projects. So that's what I've been looking into lately.
And what excites you the most about the fact that we've opened this area of law to our law firm?
I'm really excited to get to pursue my interest as well as continue to learn new things. The area of environmental law is very broad and there's many different facets. And
would you say, by the way, that only great big companies that pollute a lot really need to worry about environmental laws?
No, absolutely not. That's what I was mentioning under the citizen suits. So individuals that are being harmed by these big companies that are polluting a lot, whether it's getting into your backyard or it's polluting your water supply, they can actually bring lawsuits under the Clean Water Act, the Resource Conservation Recovery Act, and the Endangered Species Act.
Well, likewise, are there small employers or small businessmen, farmers, those kind of people that need to be concerned about whether or not they're violating the act?
Yes. Anybody that has the potential to release pollutants into the atmosphere or into the groundwater needs to be concerned.
Right. All right. Well, that's it for Environmental Law today, and we hope to get your call soon. Thank you.